The following was recorded live from the sanctuary of Bethel Worship Center, Tuppers Plains, Ohio, reaching the world for Jesus Christ from Meigs County. Join us now and experience an exciting message from our pastor, Rob Barber.
We're going to be looking, we're going to be taking this message out of Ecclesiastes chapter 3. To everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven. Hallelujah. We know that. Now, I'm going to be talking about navigating the seasons of life, but I'm not talking about age here. I'm not talking about the different seasons that you go through as you get older. I'm talking about seasons and cycles that happen to us in our life. That, you know, sometimes we have a winter, sometimes we're in summer, we're in spring, we're in fall. We just go through these cycles in our lifetime, in our spiritual life particularly, that I'm talking about, that we just need to learn to embrace them because they're part of God's will and desire for our life. It's part of a growing process that we go through. So we need to be able to recognize that there is a time for everything in our life. And sometimes we are in those different seasons. And if we recognize we're in a season, we can embrace that season and know that our God is leading, directing us. You know, in the 1960s, a group by the name of Birds took this scripture and made a very popular song out of it. Turn, Turn, Turn was the name of the song. And it became extremely popular because it was the Word of God. It was reality. There is a time for everything. And we need to recognize and be able to embrace that. I heard a story this week about a guy that was walking by a farmer. And a farmer had a bunch of piglets. And he would pick up each one of those piglets. And he would take it over to the tree and let the piglet eat an apple until he was done, then he'd move him to another one until he's satisfied. He'd put him down, get another one. He would eat an apple until he's satisfied, put him down. The guy watched this for a little while, and he couldn't stand it. After a while, he walked over to this farmer, and he said, what are you doing? He said, I'm feeding my pigs. The guy said, don't you know how crazy this is for you to do this? To be able to feed your pigs like that, you're wasting time. It's crazy. Stop doing it. Why don't you shake the tree and let the pigs eat as much as they want? The farmer looked at the guy for a little bit, and he looked kind of puzzled, and he said, I don't understand. What's time to a pig? Now, that's not a great funny joke, but the reason I tell you that is because I want you to understand, I think we need to embrace that farmer's mentality sometimes in our life. I know I do. I need to embrace that farmer's mentality because I lose track of what is really important. Sometimes, you know, I've been building a deck lately, and I get, sidetracked from doing that because I have other things that I have to do, other things that are really more important than building a deck, like ministering to somebody or praying for somebody or Bible study or preparing for my message, regardless of how crazy I am and leave all my information at home. However, I believe it's important that we understand that we have these times in our life, and if we can embrace those times, I think we'll do very, very well in our life. And the first time that I want to talk to you about is winter. Winter is a time where we all recognize in the natural that all the vegetation dies off, it gets colder, people don't like to go outside much. It's just it's a time where there's a transition. We just transitioned from summer into winter. And we're going into this time where, you know, for a lot of people, winter is a time that they become depressed. Winter is not a good time for people. I don't experience that, but I know that some people do. And I understand that. However, when it comes to a spiritual winter, an emotional winter that we may be going through, I think that we can look at it and understand there's something there for us to learn. There's a time of rest for us. You know, God has given us Sabbath. His Sabbath is Saturday. It's not Sunday. God's Sabbath is on Saturday, from sundown Friday night to sundown Saturday night. But it's a time of rest. Now, what is important, we know from the New Testament that resting is what was all about, what Sabbath was all about. Jesus said the Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. So it's important we recognize what he wants us to do is find time to rest and worship him. Amen? So when we're going through a winter, a time of winter experience, I believe it's very important for us to be able to embrace this time that God has given us to rest in him and worship him. Because when we're talking about a winter, we're talking about something that may not be very pleasant. You know, when the winds howl and the snow's blowing and the temperatures drop, and I'm talking about spiritually, you know, when we think about that. When those things happen, it's not pleasant. And if we're not careful, we could freeze to death. I want you to recognize that God is there to warm you and keep you, embrace you, and walk you through this time of winter. It's a time that God is making available for you to press into him so that you can receive all that he has for you. You know, King David went through a winter period in his life, probably several of them. But one time that I'm thinking about in particular was when he was fleeing from Saul. He had to go out into the wilderness, live in caves, live in, out in the wilderness. Any place he could find, they had to find food and beg for food sometimes, ask people around for food. He was on the run for many years from King Saul because King Saul wanted to kill him, and he had done nothing wrong. David was very faithful. He had been faithful to the king. He was faithful to people, and he was faithful to God. He went through, but this was a winter experience for him. And yet, David, in the Psalms, he would make it very clear. He would cry out to the Lord, and the Lord would bless him and keep him. Our God is awesome. He's mighty. He's powerful. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord. This is King Solomon. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. If we can trust, if we can just trust our God, he will bring us through this time of winter in our life. It's an experience. All right, the next phase in our life. Yes, go ahead. Go back to that psalm. That's a good one. Oh, Lord, my God, in you I will put my trust. This is King David when he was going through some of those things that I was talking about. Psalm 7:1. Lord, my God, in you I put my trust. How many sometimes have a hard time trusting God? Come on, let's be real with each other. We do have a hard time trusting God. We question God. We question whether we're on the right track or not. We question a lot of things. But if we can just recognize, go to the scripture, go to the word of God. David had the word, he hid it. He said, I will hide your word in my heart that I will not sin against you. The word, when we hide it in our heart, we can trust that our God is going to be with us. The second thing that we experience is a spiritual spring. In a spiritual spring, do we have a scripture with that, Tina? Galatians 6:7. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man sows, that he will also reap. Galatians 6:7. awesome Word of God talking about sowing and reaping. And of course, spring is a time when we sow. We should be about the business. We should stay on track with doing what God has called us to do. A springtime is when we sow good seed. We should find good seed and sow good seed. Find a place to sow into the lives of other people. We're sowing in such a way that it later will become a harvest when we look, get to the fall of our life or our cycle that we're in. We can trust the Lord. Righteousness. The wicked man does deceptive works, but he who sows righteousness will have a sure reward. Proverbs 11:18. A sure reward if we sow. We're not at that point. We're in the spring. We're just sowing. We're sowing seed. We're sowing and sowing our seed. And we got to stay on track with sowing our seed. But we have to make good, conscious decisions that we're going to sow seed properly. Amen? Sowing and making good decisions. I read a story about Ronald Reagan. He would tell that when he was a child, when he got shoes, it was back many years ago, so it was before you went to the store and picked out your shoes. You would go to the cobbler, and they would make a pair of shoes or boots for you. And he said that they went to the cobbler, and the cobbler was going to make a pair. They measured his shoes. He's going to make boots for him. And he asked him, as a child, he said, "What do you want, square or pointed toes?" And Ronald Reagan said, "I don't care." So when he came back to get the boots, the guy presented the boots to him, and he said, the right one was square, and the left one was pointed. He said, "I never forgot that lesson. I never, from that point in my life, allowed somebody else to make a decision for me." When we're sowing, we got to make the right decisions. And we need to make the decisions based on what God is telling us, not what everyone else is saying around us, not what the people at work tell us, not what our family says. Unless it's good, godly advice, you know, we need to listen to the Spirit of God. We must listen to what God has to say about the situation. If you're going to get advice, make sure you get advice from people who know the Word of God. Not somebody who's living a crazy life out here doing all kinds of worldly things. Get advice from the right people. Amen. From people who know. So that you can sow your seed properly, appropriately. Thank you, sure. Thank you. Appreciate that. You're a lifesaver, brother. Hallelujah. I know. I sent her a text and said, "Send my outline, please." Yes. All right. So our spiritual summer, if we look at this, we're sowing into the spiritual spring. I'm sorry. Did I say summer before? Oh, I'm sorry. I meant spiritual spring. That's where we are. Sorry, Tina. The wicked man does deceptive work, but he who sows righteousness will have a sure reward. So that's spiritual spring. Spiritual summer now. Let me get on track here. Let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. We're going to reap if we do not. Now, the reason I have this particular scripture is because in the summer, spiritual summer, that's when it's hot. You continue to nurture the crops. You're trying to, you weed them. You make sure that everything is growing properly. If you have to, sometimes you even water. You know, it's really important in this time, this spiritual time of our life, that we stay on top of stuff so that we can reap in due season. I want you to be able to reap in due season. I want you to reap what God has in store for you. So it's important that you stay on top of things and make sure that you're caring for the crop that's going to produce in this next area, the spiritual fall that we're going to be moving into. Do you realize how many have a hard time in the summer just keeping up with stuff? You know? Glory. I'm glad I'm not the only one. We're mowing and tending and taking care of things and helping other people, trying to do ministry. It seems to be a very, very busy time. Sometimes I'm really looking forward to fall coming because it just seems like things slow down a little bit. But summer is an important time in our life. Things get done in the summertime. Grass grows in the summertime. Boy, does grass grow in the summertime. Yeah. And I have a lot of grass to mow. But you know, I have to keep reminding myself, that's not what's important. That's not the important thing in my life. People are the most important thing. Jesus told us to love God and love people. He didn't say mow grass. He didn't say take care of your house. He said, actually, what he told us was, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Everything that we need. So if we can keep our focus and recognize that, you know, even in this summertime, when it's busy and there's so much to be done, even in all this, this hustle and bustle time, if we can keep our focus on God's will for our life, we will be able to walk in peace and rest in peace. I know, you know, that's probably one of the foremost prayer requests that I hear from people. I need peace. You know, this world, it's crazy out there. We need the peace of God. Peace that passes all of our own understanding so that we can just rest in the presence of our God. A spiritual fall. Ecclesiastes 3:2 says, a time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to pluck what is planted. So it's time to harvest. We're going to harvest. Now listen, as we go through these cycles, I want you to understand you're going to plant, you're going to sow seed, you're going to tend that seed. You're just going to know, you're going in the fall, you're going to be ready to harvest what you've planted. Listen, I know this is a hard lesson for all of us, but whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. And when you sow wild seed, sometimes it comes back to bite you. It is important that we recognize that we have sown the right seed, we maintain the seed as it is growing, and then we can harvest the right crop, what God wants for us. Listen, we can be forgiven of anything. And praise God for that. I'm glad that my God forgives me of my past. I don't have to be concerned with it. It's done. It's over with. But you know what? In the natural, sometimes we still have to suffer consequences of our actions. You know, if you did something in your past that while you were a believer, that thing may come back and haunt you someday. It may come back and rise up. Now, does that mean that you're not forgiven to that? Does that mean that people, the body of Christ, is going to reject you? Absolutely not. It shouldn't mean that. It should mean that we will stand with you, encourage you, believe in you. But there's still natural consequences for these things. I got to, you know, for you young people that are in here, be careful to sow the seed you sow. Be careful how you're tending that seed. Because you are going to reap one day what you sow. Fall is the time of reaping. In 1 Samuel chapter 18, we see David is going in and out and doing the things that he was supposed to do, fighting the Philistines. And the Word of God says David behaved wisely in all his ways. Wise decisions. is extremely important when it comes to what we're going to reap in the future. Remember this, though, that faith that we have in our God is sufficient. He has told us that if we have faith to believe in Him, that He's going to be a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. So even though you may have sown some bad seed in the past, if you seek to do what is right and you desire to serve the living God, He can erase that stuff and move you on into an area of your life where you can reap good, solid harvest throughout your whole life. That's our God's desire for each and every one of us. Now, you know, I don't want to lay any condemnation on anybody. I'm just trying to warn you that there's things that we just have to own up to, accept, and recognize that it's there. We move on. We thank God for His forgiving power because it is His grace and His mercy is so awesome. It's sufficient for us. His mercy is new every morning. Every morning. Every day, His mercy is new. That's why we can believe that all the things in the past can be put aside. That we can receive forgiveness from our God. That we can walk in righteousness and holiness based on our God. We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, not in ourselves. You know, I talk about these things. These things are works. These are things that we must do in the natural sense to try to be the best person we can be in the kingdom of God. But in the spiritual realm, I want you to know, God looks at you and He sees the righteousness of Him in Christ. His righteousness. He sees you righteous. He sees you pure. He sees you holy. He sees you white. Completely clean. Hallelujah. Amen. Clean. Cleansed. Bleached. Whatever you want to call it. But whole. Hallelujah. Our God is that awesome, and He is mighty. Well, praise God. If I'd had my notes, this would have been about 15 minutes longer. But it is what it is. I had some good stories and stuff I wanted to tell you, too. Praise God. But our God is awesome. And He is faithful, and I just know that I had to trust Him this morning. Sometimes, God, I'll get up here or I'll come in on Sunday morning and God changes my message. And these kind of times like this, it creates lots of stress for Pastor Rob. However, it's a time of growing. I mean, I believe that it's one of those cycles that God's taking me through to trust Him. Trust Him, trust Him. Trust that He is well able to use whatever illustration, whatever story, whatever comes to my mind as I'm preaching and teaching on Sunday morning, that it's His will that I share those things with you. Because I just want it to be all that God has. You know, it's not about me coming up here and impressing you. Because I can't do that. I'm not a very impressive person. I'm just a pastor who wants to share the Word of God, love God, and love people. And I just want to say this morning, I love all of you. I thank you so much for the people that you are and the faithfulness that you show to me, to my family, and to one another. Yeah. This is a good church.
Yes, it is.
Good people. Praise God. The only thing missing is more good people. Amen.
Amen.
Some bad people. You know, we want them to come too and
Amen.
Get good.
That's right.
Amen. Get cleansed.
Get them.
Hallelujah. Amen. Stand with me. Thank you, Lord. Pray with me this morning. Father God, Once again, we just give you praise and glory. You're such an awesome and mighty God, and I do put my trust in you, Lord. Sometimes I'm forced to. Most of the time, I just want to. Today, Father God, I thank you that you're touching this congregation, the people here, stirring our hearts, Father God, to grow closer to you, that you're using us. We want to touch this community, Lord. Help us to reach out and touch the hearts and minds of people. I thank you for the ministry opportunities that you give us, and the people who rise up and want to be involved and take on responsibility. We thank you for our children's ministry and the things that are going on, our youth ministry. Everyone who's involved in any way, Father God, we just praise you. You've brought a good God-fearing group of people here together to worship and glorify your name. And today, Father God, we declare your goodness and your power. In whatever season we are in, we just believe you are leading and directing us. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Have an awesome day.
Hello, this is Pastor Rob Barber, and I trust you've been blessed by this week's podcast. Our desire here at Bethel is to connect you to the kingdom of God with inspired and anointed teaching. If you like this teaching and would like to know more about our ministry here at Bethel, please visit our website at bethelwc.org.